Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Janet Thornburg at facebook.com for prayers. Call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. And before I get into our topic, I'd like to just go over a little trivia like I usually do, a little planetary stuff, a little information. I'm very proud of our athletes. The United States took 35 gold, 33 silver, and 32 bronze. That's a total of 100. And the first African-American female, Simone Biles, made history for the first time to be awarded the gold. She won 5 medals total, and she was honored at the closing ceremony to carry the flag, which is a great honor. Planetary-wise, I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of all of our athletes, and I'd like to talk about how they must be disciplined. I mean, they are disciplined to achieve things like that, and technically, we need to be disciplined. Nobody likes that word, but where would we be without it? It'd be utter chaos. All right, now, as far as the planets are concerned, the moon is making a Neptune union in Pisces, and that happened at 4:22 a.m. on the 19th, and it's going to have a 5-day effect. This is very powerful for creative visualization. You know, get out there and get your mind forming pictures, the creative visualization of things that you want to see happen, because it's a really powerful time when you got a little bit of cosmic help there. So Mercury opposes Uranus, creating the possibility of attitude adjustments. And what that means is you may be shown something that you're stubborn about. I certainly experienced that myself. And that's great, because if you don't recognize something, you can't do anything about it. So don't resist that. And Venus, with the moon polarity, is creating nurturing of loved ones. Strong, strong energy for any type of alchemy right now. So any kind of work that you put forth will have an extra boost to it. Our prayer today. Our Heavenly Father, we gather today to receive insight, wisdom, and guidance. Our world is very confusing right now, and we that accept your Son, Jesus, open our hearts and minds to your truth and your highest destiny for us, in Jesus' name. And our topic today is, again, mastering your emotions. And we've talked about a lot of things to do with the mind, that, you know, everything begins with the thought. You create things that are, that comes from a thought first, can't be tempted. So we're working with negative emotions that come into play. And the first example of it is in Genesis chapter 4, where Cain and Abel, and Cain felt rejected by God, and he began to fester inside and go through mental turmoil, and he became jealous. And he allowed these feelings to rise up in him, as the scripture states, and he killed his brother. Jealousy turned to anger, anger turned to hatred, and then he was enraged and killed his brother. These feelings built up to this point where he was driven, although God told Cain how to remedy the situation. But he was so caught up in his rage that he didn't listen. And God even pointed out how it affected his looks, how it affected his health, everything that he tried to explain to him. But Cain was emotionally driven, and he rejected the instructions of the Lord. His anger consumed him, and we call that raw emotions. The life of Peter the Apostle. Peter cut off the ear of the soldier at the arrest of Jesus. He was emotionally driven, stimulated by the spirit of rage and anger in expression. Jesus healed that ear and the Holy Spirit is the secret to our successful life in God. And our Father's in heaven. Jesus is at the right hand of power, and the Holy Spirit is in the earth. The Holy Spirit is our counselor, and the Holy Spirit will teach us. You know, the battle is not between flesh and blood, the scripture says, but principalities and evil spirits in high places. And we need to be aware of that. And anger is a very powerful emotion. Proverbs says that a person that is slow to anger is mightier than one that takes a city. And that's exactly how God explains self-control. Makes you mighty. You're more mighty than a person that takes a city. So we need to understand anger, and I'm not saying there isn't justifiable anger at abuse and at things that are wrong in the world, but we can't let these raw emotions take hold of us. For instance, the shooter in Dallas expressed his driving force: hate of white officers. Hatred is the expression of raw emotion stimulated by the spirit of rage. And this is the reason that a lot of these things that are going on now, and we need to be aware of it, because it is going on and we counter it. And how do we counter it? We speak to our problem instead of focusing on the issue. We speak to it. Use the authority that Jesus died to give us and remove things from our lifespan. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls now. So here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to see what shows up.
Okay. Let's see what comes up. You know, and our thoughts are the biggest things. You know, we think and we start giving in to doubt and fear, and these are things that God doesn't want us to do, and that's the purpose of this show. I'm here to help everybody evolve. Well, it's money holding you back. And there, you know, you've been waiting a long time for an answer, and it's been a real struggle, especially at work, but it is changing. And over the last 3 months of this year should see see progress. You should see actually that you're moving forward. And don't think about losing. Think about that God's promises are true. You know, people promise us things, and whether it's intentional or unintentional, may not come through, but God always comes through. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So the remainder of this year looks better than the first part, and all of next year looks really good. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. That's just it. I mean, living in this world, it's difficult sometimes. The appearance of things. We focus on our pain. We focus on the way things look. It's human, and you're all normal doing that, including yours truly. But just catch yourself and say no. You know, the word says to me that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And just, we speak these words over ourselves and it changes. It's wonderful, wonderful. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Update?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, let's see what's coming up for you. I'm using the sacred circle that gets around everything.
Okay.
My first card is thought, mental thought. You know, they just like I was talking about just a moment ago, that thoughts are going to come in. Not all of them are good. I mean, the evil one, he comes into our mind with, you know, God's mad at you. God's not mad at you. He's mad about you. You're not good enough, or this, look at where you're at, you don't have this, you don't have those thoughts. You need to take captive, and it's crossed by courage and strength. So you need to have courage to know that, like I said, People might let you down, but God will never let you down. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you're doing really good. It says that you're working on things. And guess what? The last card says you're going to be rewarded for all your work. And it's coming here. It shows a real strong windfall of money. I've got the Ace of Discs in this deck, or the Ace of Pentacles. That's success, Rama. And this, we're talking big money. This is not a little care package. This is good money. And it comes around October.
Oh, this is so good to hear.
Before it gets cold. It starts getting chilly in October, but it before it gets cold. That's what
that's good. Time for movement.
Before it gets cold. And it, the last card is the Ten of Cups, so that's a happy ending, happy. It can be a happy marriage, but it's a happy ending in your case.
There's going to be a lot of happy people. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless. God bless you. Thank you. Bye.
Welcome. Okay. You know, sometimes we just need to know something about how things are going to go, or, you know, we especially when you're working on yourself and you're trying to do everything. So you just have to hang in there sometimes, but this is what this show is about, to give encouragement and enlightenment. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Janet. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great talking to you. I would like an update, please. But
okay.
Before that, I want to thank you for your last reading. You hit the nail on the head. You said a situation I was dealing with would finally come to an end, and it has. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, you know, my gift comes from the Lord, and I just am happy to hear. Thank you. You know, when people tell you that things happen, it just feels good. Not vanity.
It just feels good. I mean, we talked on Keen. It was such a stressful situation, and I was being harassed at work, but he was fired, so it's a whole new place. Yeah, it took a while. It took a whole year, but it's done. So thank you so much, because you were there for me, and I kept fighting through, so.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. That's my purpose. Well, it shows actually on your update that the bondage, the negative energy that you have been going through is in the passing influence. I mean, it's going out of your life. And now you can start to realize goals that you set for yourself. And the second card is security. It's not only financial security, but emotional security. So there's two. There's one, you're going to get security in your work, and you're going to master whatever you had to get through there. And you're going to have some popularity. You're going to be doing something good at work that's going to bring you popularity, and also probably promotion. And then the last card is a really good man coming into your life, a successful person. He has good character. He's very intelligent. And biggest and most important thing to me, if I was looking for this, is loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can get any better than that.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be my important thing, loyalty. And he's just going to be, and you're going to know this intuitively. It shows you've been disappointed in the past. But that's part of that security. And all this is supposed to start happening for you in the next three. That could be, it's in the present line, so it could be 3 weeks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for everything. It's always great talking to you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's nice to see that people are going to finally reach goals, and that's one of the things I love about doing this show is there's no pressure for any kind of, it's just all free giving and sharing, and that's the part I love. I did have requests for to talk about Mercury retrograde. I have not looked into it because I felt it was very important right now to focus on these phases with the moon and our creative visualization can work. I mean, see yourself going to the bank with money and see yourself meeting the right person. It's very powerful, will work for you stronger than most times. So, but remember that God made the planets and he's stronger than them. And I think one of the most important things to do under a retrograde is to work with your spiritual side, put yourself in the armor every day and send out light and love. And in order to do that, you need to bring light and love into you first and then send it out. And I find that when I do that under a retrograde, that it doesn't seem to hit me as hard. But sometimes, no matter what you do, that planet is just gives havoc. So I will look into this one that's coming up at the end of the month, and maybe we can do a show before that or shortly while we're in it and find out some good things to do. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Vicki. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm on my car.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Well, two situations. One, men, and second, job.
Okay. Let's look at the men first. I really like this placement that we have with Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually is very strong for creating nurturing. That means someone that will nurture you, that will value you. It's also related to family to a degree, too, so there could be peace in the valley with family and maybe some sort of good love thing. So you're actually placed, but you're a little tired of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you get attracted to somebody, but then when you get into their personality, they have unrealistic attitudes, or they wishful thinking, and you think you're wishful thinking. But this, you are going to make progress. You are meant to find the right person this year. It's going to come about. I think right now you're in the process of eliminating things that, you know, you're not a quitter. You're a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a quitter, and you don't like to give up on things. And
yep.
But this one you're going to know right off the bat, and this is about to occur, and you're just walking away from things that don't work for you anymore.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been disappointing, but there is a real good person. There's a real good person. And I'm feeling strongly September. I mean, I like September. But I feel September at meeting him or it starts working. It starts working. Yeah.
And
okay,
job.
Now. All right, let's look at your job. Well, you have the first card. You have a battle. It's the Two of Wands in the old Rider-Waite deck. It shows a man and a woman facing each other, but it doesn't have to necessarily be a man and a woman. It could be two women. It could be three women. It could be they're battling with you,
mm-hmm.
And it's probably got something to do with jealousy. It's got something to do with raw emotions, and you just need courage that you're gonna end up being vindicated here and stay strong, pay attention, mm-hmm. And if you need to document stuff, but you have both victory cards, so you are going to surmount this.
Okay. I that one lady, she's a problem child. Seriously.
Yeah, you need to do Psalm 91. And
I do every day.
It's going to happen. That's what your cards are indicating. You're going to be vindicated. It's all going to come out in the open. She will be revealed for her what she's doing to perpetrate this, and you will see your, you know, vindication.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay. Hello, you're on the line. You're on the line. Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are you? Oh, okay. It's me, Kelly. I just wanted to listen.
Okay. I'll put you on mute then. You're
all
welcome.
Right.
Okay. Well, back to the Apostle Peter. Peter was cut off the soldier's ear. He denied Jesus 3 times. And he did all these things before he was baptized by the Holy Spirit. And he made promises, but he wasn't a promise keeper. And he sank when he tried to walk on the water because he started analyzing it. And he swore his allegiance to Jesus, but denied him 3 times. And Peter had his own thoughts about how the crucifixion should go, along with Judas. They thought that they could force Jesus into his hand, and they didn't realize he had to work out his own destiny. But Jesus rebuked him, and he told him to get behind him, Satan. And yet, this same Peter, after he was baptized by the Holy Spirit, in the book of Acts, brought thousands of people to the gospel, and people would line up in the streets just to catch his shadow, because his shadow, when they walked in his shadow, they were healed and they were transformed. So we have to look at ourselves honestly and realize that until we are born again, baptized by the Holy Spirit, and it comes quicker by renewing your mind, that we can fall short, and we can see, have our own agenda, and we can doubt things, and we fail. But God gave us a positive imagination so we could create pictures and add to these pictures. And this is what I'm talking about today, is a positive time for the next 5 days. So whatever you want to manifest, start working on it, because you've got a good chance of doing it. Galatians 5:19-31 explains the process of how you can allow the negative mindsets to produce negative harvest. And remember that Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. He can take a bad harvest that we've created and cause crop failure. So that's who you want to talk to, and don't let things like that. We all make mistakes. We're all human, and it's all right to have emotions. Emotions are good, but the negative emotions, which is bad and difficult, and we just don't want them to have us. We want to be in control of them. So that's what you want to hold on to. And we don't want to be controlled by them. We are designed by God to master our life. You know, Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your and gratitude, make your requests known to God. And that's what we need to do. We need to make our requests known to God. And right now I want to take a little time, and I want to pray for the loss. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray with everyone listening right now, for every person who is outside the ark of safety and mercy of your love. Just like the prodigal son, they've tried religion, the allure of temporal success, and the things of this world, but yet they are still in need. I command the scales of blindness to be fall from their eyes, and for everyone that is from far from you. And I pray, Lord, that you will send laborers into their paths to minister the truth of the gospel to them, that they may see their need for the Lord Jesus. And in his name we pray. Okay. Let's go right on here. Hi.
I didn't mean to do that. I am really sorry. We've already spoken.
Well, that's okay. That's why they put erasers on pencils.
Thank you so very much, and I'm enjoying the show immensely.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, bye.
All right. See, we can all make a mistake. Had a little question mark up there, and she says she didn't mean to do it. And, you know, that's good. You know, when we can admit things, that's 50% of the battle. It's when you're in denial and you hold on to untruths. And Jesus said one of the biggest signs of his coming was deception. And, boy, it's really heavy in our world right now, deception. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. Chandra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Probably
I'm doing
busy.
Wonderful. Yeah, my phone is acting up because I can't get through clear reception here. So, but I want to ask about, first of all, Tracy, as well as my career.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes, I'm speaking of Tracy, he lacks the necessary steps to make things clear to you. He gets elusive, and he disillusions you when he does that. And I think he's beginning to learn that he does that. You know, some things we do are so, we're like robots, they're automatic, you know.
Like
every morning
military,
at 5:30, when that alarm goes off, I'm a robot. I get up and I do what I have to do. So those things,
yes.
You know, you don't realize that you're doing them. But he is really working on himself right now. He wants to be conscientious. He wants to be on top of his game. And not only
mm-hmm.
with you, but with his career. He feels
okay.
that we're in difficult times, and he's really working on himself. So, you know, we give him 10 points for that. And I show him communicating and becoming more reliable.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah,
where are we going from this point forward? Are we going to last, or am I just going to kick him to the curb?
I know you get disgusted with
me. I don't mean to say
him.
It like that, but 4 years and he's dragging his feet, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, you're at that point, and I think he senses that you're at that point. I actually think that he feels it would be a great loss to lose you, and I think he's really going to. I would set some time for this. I'd set, you know, like you set time for a goal.
Yes.
I'd set some time for this, and you should start seeing improvement.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Now career.
Yes. What's coming up for me?
Okay. Well, it looks like you're going to be busy. And
I just set up some offices for, you know, the flood response offices. So.
God bless you, people. You know, that's...
And I deployed a lot of people before I left to go on my vacation. I made sure everything was in place, taken care of. I want those people down there to be, you know, feel like they're, you know, being taken care of and every situation is going to be resolved for them. I'm praying for them. So, and I'm set to do my...
And I join in that prayer, Lord. You say what two agree upon shall be done for them, Matthew 18:19. I agree with that prayer. Those people are lost their homes and the flooding and... We pray for things to happen good for them to complete.
I don't
turnaround.
Agree with the government how we only do, you know, taking care of the loans, and I wish they can do more and open up and realize that, you know, maybe they need to move these people out of this area because the flooding is just going to continue. It happens every year, sometimes worse than others. So I just hope they realize that maybe they can, you know, give them more help than what is needed or what they're giving them. So I'm not
okay.
the one to make those decisions.
That. We'll keep that in prayer. We certainly will.
Yeah.
Twice a day, whether we need it or not. No,
yeah.
really.
They really, I wish they can relocate them or put their houses on stilts or something, you know, to build them
on
off
higher
ground. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly, because they're, you know, they're building these houses on swampland, and it's going to continue to flood. So, and a lot of people don't think about, you know, flood insurance or whatever, and it takes a while to go through the process. So, and I'm just hoping that, you know, everything will be resolved, whatever, for them, and all their needs will be met. So that's all I can say.
And, you know, that's true. And we had an earthquake here, I think it was just a week or so ago. And this is honest truth.
Wow.
It's kind of funny. I just snuggling into bed, and I went, "Our Father," and the whole bed started.
Wow.
I go, "What is this? The Exorcist?"
You thought it was one of those
I
Motel 8 hotels where you put a coin in and your bed starts shaking.
I jumped up. My son was here visiting, and he had this nice iPad, and he got right on and showed where the epicenter was and everything. But that's one of the weirdest things
wow.
that's happened to me in a long time.
Like I said, you thought it was one of those beds in Motel 8. You're like, "What you do to this?" Well, you put a coin in and it starts shaking. Remember those back in the day?
No, I know. Well, it shows that you're kind of discontented with people that have been promising you movement and nothing's been happening.
Yes.
So you're
okay.
at that
point. Well, I know my boss is working on it, but I'm just wondering, will they look at me now that I have done everything and above and beyond to set up these offices and take on, you know, the task that I have taken on, because it really wasn't my task to begin with. So I have new and improved foundation for this to go forward now.
You absolutely do, and you're thinking right about this, and you're doing, and you know, they're recognizing your skill through this time that you're experiencing. But also, I have an offer, an outside offer, and it's going to be for more money and more benefits. Both things are going to hit at the same time, simultaneously, and one in-office offer and promotion and an outside offer, probably with FEMA. Hello? Well, she said she was having trouble with her phone. Call back if you need to. I will go ahead here. Hello? No, I hit you again. I'm sorry. Hello. You're on the air. Hello. Hello. Okay. Call back if you need to. All right, let's move on here. Oh, it looks like we're having... Oh, hello. Hello. Okay. So again, I think the most important thing that I can explain to you today is that things are caused by principalities and evil spirits in high places. And we, you know, the Course in Miracles teaches that we have to get through the illusion of life, and that's illusion that we create out of fear in our minds. You know, God gave us imagination. Sometimes we can imagine things that aren't good. So, and we have to definitely be in a spiritual state. We need to listen to our spirit and speak good things over ourselves instead of doom and gloom, which we tend to focus on. And you know, life can give you some painful stuff to deal with, and you need to learn to speak to that problem and remove that problem, and always try to find somebody that will agree with you, you know, because there's power in two. Matthew 18:19 says, any two agree upon anything. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again.
Oh, it's Chandra. How are you? Sorry, I missed
okay.
my phone.
I lost you
up.
There.
I come to the West Coast, and I have better reception in the East Coast.
Isn't that something? I know you can. I with my cell phone, I'm completely surrounded by mountains. I'm in the high desert.
Yeah,
so there's certain parts of my house where it works better. Which where it works better.
Yes.
So, okay. So back to what I was seeing. That things are going to start moving now. You know, even what you're doing right now, there's recognition around it that you did. You know, you're skillful. That you're doing a good job. And
mm-hmm.
I have two offers coming up, one in-house and one outside.
Yes. You know I've been applying.
And the last thing I said, it was probably FEMA.
Yes, and that's what I'm
and
going
I think they're
going
to
right
notice.
Now.
I see them noticing a lot that you're doing right now.
I'm wondering when I go out back in the field, will I run into someone in FEMA that maybe help me get my foot in the door that I'll
okay,
have better connection with? Is that it?
Okay, that's
or do they just see the offices, you know, the way I set them up, it's like boom, 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 you know, in a day or two, I'm done. I'm up and running compared to
yep,
most people.
It's your
they
movement
use
and your ability. It's
mm-hmm.
it's the way you're setting up offices. It's the way you're getting things done. It's the movement. You know, you get in there and take care of business. And there
yeah.
is something coming up. Okay, just remember
mm-hmm.
right now everybody's busy. I'm showing 2 to 3 weeks on this.
Yes, okay. Well, in 2 to 3 weeks I'm supposed to be doing my rotation. So is that what you're seeing? My 3-week rotation?
I'm seeing movement, moving forward with a new opportunity outside of the office. And advancement within the office. And you're going to have a little tough decision here. You know, make sure that you understand everything that's being offered, your benefits, make sure you're clear on all that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm there.
I mean, this is going on before the retrograde, but that's
yes,
another thing you do under a retrograde is make sure of all your facts.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay.
My best friend is getting married today. How is that going to go? And yes.
Okay.
And how is that going to go? And I'm praying it'll last for both of them. This is their second, both of them. So.
You know, they absolutely. I got a healthy relationship, and
okay.
that they bring the best out in each other. And they really learned from that first time around, both of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great. That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
All right.
That
okay.
I hope things work
okay.
out for the both of us. All right, dear. Well, thank you for being patient with me and my telephone today. I appreciate it.
No
thank
problem.
You for your words and your kindness.
You're welcome.
Take
God bless.
Care. Bless you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, so I think we have come to pretty much a conclusion here. I want to close with a prayer. And I want to pray for our country. Father God, we come into agreement today in the name of Jesus. We pray for the United States of America. And we're being shown that, you know, we have a deficit. We've got things that need to change. There are people out of work. Our country was based on one nation under God, where we accepted people. And Southern California is a good example of different cultures that actually get along. And we pray that people will understand that we accept people that come here, as long as they're law-abiding and not, you know, doing evil things, and that we would like a blessing on our country with the right person to get in the White House, not particularly being party-dominant, the right person. And we know that we're living in a time of deception, so we need somebody that is very honest and will just get to the core of problems and for our country to be blessed, because the United States of America is one of the most charitable countries in the world, and I bring that before the throne and ask for your blessing upon our country in Jesus' name. I thank you for everybody that called in. I thank you for a wonderful time with everybody today, and we'll see you next month, and we'll do a little work on the retrograde. So thank you, everybody, for calling, and have a good day. Bye now.